welcome into the studio Abby Pruitt, the director of the Baldwin Humane Society, and Sweet Flora.
Yep, that's it. Thanks for having us this morning.
Thanks for being here. Traditionally, your spot is the first Thursday of the month, and traditionally you bring a cute, adoptable fur baby, and this is Flora. You can see her on our Facebook page. I haven't shown you the post yet. I did while you were out walking the dogs, but you'll see it. It's cute. It's funny. And she is precious. Tell us about Flora.
Sure. So Flora is a senior miniature apricot poodle. She is special needs, like you said earlier. She was found by a little boy on a playground, underneath the playground equipment, and she couldn't see, couldn't hear. She had a really big wound on her back, couldn't walk.
Can you hear heart shattering everywhere?
She was just this sad, pitiful little thing. So
they
brought her to us, and since then, she's regained the use of her back legs. She now, we think, can hear about 50%. And see with about 20%. So, and she gets around. You know, she walks around, she potties outside, but she is a senior dog who, just because of her history, is probably going to need a little extra care. So she might need a special family, but she's really, honestly, a sweet, easy dog. She's just
hanging out in your lap.
Yeah.
You brought her little bed with you, and she's just hanging out. Now, sometimes it's funny, every month when you bring me an animal, sometimes they're afraid of strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're not, and she's not. I was expecting her to be, because I could see her Bobo. She has an injury that's healing, so she had to have her hair shaved.
Mm-hmm.
So she looks a little, you know...
she doesn't look her best.
Well, she's recovering.
Exactly.
Bless her little heart.
Exactly.
And I could see that she might have cataracts or something that diminished her vision, but she still... I put my hand out. She smelled it, wagged her tail, and was greeting me, even though the poor thing couldn't really see me or know who I was.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really interesting because the first kind of week she was with us, she would just shake like a leaf if you even got near her. And then now she's totally different. She loves cuddles. She likes belly rubs. I mean, she sits in the front office with the staff because she enjoys being around the people. So she's a sweet little girl, and she's just so cute.
She needs a loving lap.
Yeah.
That might move a little slow like she does, maybe.
Exactly. And she'd be a perfect girl if somebody's been interested in fostering but not sure about it. She's somebody we're looking for a foster for. She'd be so easy. I mean, she'd just sit with you. She just needs somewhere to recover, you know, for a couple more weeks. And she's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, she's just hanging out in your lap. No agitation. Very calm, very, very cool and collected.
Yeah.
So that's important, to match the kind of dog's personality with the individuals or the families.
Absolutely. Like for Flora here, not that she wouldn't like kids, but she probably would do better in a home without small kids just because she'll get underfoot, and so maybe a home with older children. But other than that, I think a calm home is really the only thing she's looking for.
She's a calm dog.
She'd be a great traveler. People who go in RVs that want to travel. Loves to travel.
Oh, yeah, so she didn't have any problem in the car.
Oh, no. No, she sits in her bed and just, you know, enjoys your company. She's really sweet.
Love it. Bless her. Do we have an age estimate, did you say?
We think between 10 and 12, but it's hard when they're in really bad shape because you don't know if it's just their health or their age. But little poodles live a long time, so we think she's still got lots of time left to enjoy being part of a family.
And she'll get prettier again as her, you know, when you see a dog, it's like those before and after. I hope you have them.
We do.
The before pictures, she sounded pretty banged up.
She didn't look good at all.
And now her hair's starting to grow out. She's getting prettier. And when she's completely healed, she's gonna look like a new dog.
She's gonna be a beauty. She's got this beautiful kind of peach colored fur.
The apricot poodle, did you say? Okay.
Yeah, I think she's gonna fall asleep on us. So
So how does one go about adopting Flora or any other animal at the Baldwin Humane Society?
Well, the first step would be to go on our website and fill out an application at baldwinhumane.org, and then you can set up a time to come meet the whole gang. That's during the week, and I know a lot of people are kind of interested when we're going to be out and about in the community again, and we have good news in that December we're going to start up our adoption events again.
Oh, good.
We have one at Petsense in Fairhope the first weekend end of the month, and then we have a big event at Wales West on the 14th of December, Sunday. So you'll be able to find that information on our website. I don't think Wales West is up yet because we haven't picked the time yet, but there'll be opportunities for people to come see us on the weekend soon.
Okay.
Which I know is important to a lot of people.
Yes, that's
so
good.
Yeah.
So you can call to make an appointment mm-hmm. weekdays, and then you're going to be kicking back up adoption yeah. events. In December.
Absolutely. And our cats can be seen 7 days a week at PetSense and Fairhope and Pet Supermarket in Daphne. So you can go anytime and see those that we have available there. And they can be adopted straight from that location.
Okay.
So, yeah.
The website looks nice. Y'all have gone through a revamp on that, haven't you? BaldwinHumane.org.
Mm-hmm.
BaldwinHumane.org. The first item up in the top left is your next big event.
It is. We just posted that
up. Soiree by the Bay.
Exactly.
This is used to be Christmas by the Bay.
Absolutely. We changed the name because originally we were going to do it in the spring, but then COVID changed that. So COVID makes everything, you know, turns it topsy-turvy. But we liked the name Soiree by the Bay. We thought it elevated it a little bit, you know, made it a little fancy. And we're trying to make it a little more elegant.
Okay.
So, all right. It should be fun. We're going to have a live band, a silent auction. Dancing. It's going to be really fun. So we hope that people will come out. It's at the Rock Creek Golf Club on the 17th, which is the Friday before the week of Christmas.
December 17th. Uh-huh. Okay.
Closer to Christmas this year. And we have lots of sponsorship opportunities. You can go ahead and buy your tickets. And if you have any questions about the event, you know, you get our phone numbers on the website. You can give us a call. But it should be fun.
Tickets are $75, mm-hmm. includes dinner and drink. And this is one of your two major fundraisers coming back after the COVID break, I should say.
Exactly, yeah.
And so when you want to adopt,
uh-huh.
I know I'm looking right at it.
Right
there,
now,
it is.
There
adopt.
You go.
Along the top, there's lots of choices, and click on adopt. And then you select a cat or a dog, and then you can see what might be available. I know a lot of times people fall in love with a particular type or
mm-hmm.
a breed.
Mm-hmm.
So they can check with you on that as well.
Yeah.
And say, oh, we really want this kind of breed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know Ramona. We love Ramona. And our staff is actually working really hard with Ramona. She's very energetic, but so sweet. So our staff's been working with her with all her basic commands, and she's doing really well.
I'm looking at one now that looks similar to my Amelia that was lost many years ago. Y'all have her as a pit bull terrier lab mix, black and white. And in the picture, she's smiling.
So she's always smiling.
She's a happy, energetic dog.
She's the one who wants to greet every single person that comes into the adoption center.
Oh, how sweet.
She's sweet.
So you've got lots of great animals mm-hmm. that folks can check into through BaldwinHumane.org. But there are other things too. Sometimes you need volunteers, or you need helpers maybe in the store, the mm-hmm. retail store. What else? Just tell us what
Absolutely.
Else is going on.
Absolutely. Thank you for mentioning volunteers. We are in need of volunteers specifically for the Uptail Resale Shop. So we've had to limit our hours to Tuesday to Thursday. It's just temporary, but we, like everybody else kind of right now, are struggling a little bit with...
Oh, wait, I don't know that I have that. Tuesday through Thursday?
10 to 2. Yes.
Okay.
And so hopefully that's very temporary. So if people are interested in volunteering, we have a volunteer application on the website, or you can just call if you're interested to know like specifically what volunteer opportunities there are. But in a nutshell, everything. I mean, of course, there's helping care for the animals, walking dogs, socializing cats, but there's also we need help in the office, and we need help in the resale shop, and help with transport. So anything you're interested in, we need help with. So we encourage people to reach out because we have a pretty small staff and a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
So volunteers make up the bulk of our workforce.
And Baldwin Humane Society, drop the name from Baldwin County Humane Society to Baldwin Humane Society, because a lot of folks thought it was county funded and mm-hmm. a county branch, and it's not.
It is not.
So where does the money come from?
The community. The majority of our funds come from donations directly from the public. We have some grants and, of course, our big fundraisers, but mostly it's just donors from the Baldwin County community. So we live off of the support of our citizens. So that's really important. You know, we don't receive funding from the state or this county or anybody like that. So
sometimes you can get some grants, mm-hmm. the Maddie Rescue, some rescue foundations
exactly.
and whatnot, but That's got to be scary because you don't really have a budget. It's like, okay, what are we going to do next week?
We have a budget.
You have a budget, but you just hope it comes to fruition,
exactly. In the classic nonprofit, you know, we make enough to continue the programs, and that's our goal.
Right.
And to increase their impact. So
now, let me go back to the website real quick. I saw some amazing numbers before I clicked on an event. Let's see if I could. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
You want to read this to us?
Sure.
What is this? 5,000 animals saved.
Uh-huh. So 40, and actually I need to change that. It should be 42 years serving the Baldwin County, and over 5,000 animals adopted. And those numbers are probably conservative. That's just as far back as the records I have go. But, I mean, we've been around for the last 42 years.
It'd be more than that.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know. Yeah. we're really proud of that. Okay. And it's not just adoption. You know, we do our transport program, and we have a program to help people with medical bills if they have emergency medical bills they can't cover. So there are a lot of things that we're trying to do to make Baldwin County a better place for everyone.
That's really, really nice. Yeah. And there is a spot right here on the front page where folks can make a donation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're hearing this and you're thinking, well, I can't really volunteer. I don't need to have another animal in the house, but I can certainly help by making a donation.
Absolutely.
That's one way to do it, okay?
And all sizes, donations large and small, are very, very, very appreciated.
And by the way, Flora, the apricot female senior poodle, has rested comfortably in your lap this entire interview and just been as well-mannered as she could possibly be. She is up for adoption. You can see her picture. If you missed the beginning of this, we have her on our Facebook page. And we encourage folks to check her and other animals out at the Baldwin Humane Society. And that number again is 4585. 4585.
Yep.
Or log on to baldwinhumane.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Abby Pruitt, the executive director of the Humane Society, and little Miss Flora, sweet baby girl. Needs a good home, a very calm adult dog who needs some attention. So please contact the Humane Society about Flora. Baldwin Humane